KSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor, Behind the Black. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. Your donations, your subscriptions, especially subscriptions, most welcome, because we're going space engineering. Varda got to land. What is Varda, Bob, and why in Utah?
Varda is a private company, a startup that wants to launch capsules into orbit where manufacturing can go on inside those capsules to create products for sale on Earth. The number one product would be pharmaceuticals. This was a demo mission in which they hoped to produce crystals of the drug Ritonavir for HIV. This capsule was launched early in the year. Last year, they had hoped to bring it back sometime in the summer. They had red tape problems from the FAA and the AA, the military. They couldn't get their act together to give an approval to bring the capsule down. So the capsule was stuck up in space for an extra 6 months. They finally got approval from the FAA to bring the capsule down in early February, and they immediately brought it down and landed it in Utah. And the reason in Utah is because that's the Air Force range they had to get permission from. This is the same Air Force range that NASA has returned both the Bennu samples from OSIRIS-REx, the asteroid samples, as well as the Stardust samples from a previous mission. They had no problem giving NASA permission to land, but somehow a private company, this had to be complicated and delayed for 6 months. If this test works and the material comes out viable, Varda has three more missions signed up with Rocket Lab to launch additional capsules, and they're offering their payloads to private companies to manufacture things in space. And I will tell you, there is definitely a market for certain drugs to be manufactured in weightlessness that on Earth are made, but they can't be made purely because of gravity, and therefore they don't work as well. You put them up in gravity and you produce them in weightlessness, they're pure, and therefore they're much more effective and therefore can work better. And so there is market here. This is something that the drug company's been trying to do now for 40 years, and many problems have interfered, but now free enterprise is allowing it to happen, John.
Competition in tourism in space to the ISS, is that the idea right now?
It's an interesting problem that NASA's now got. There is only one company right now that has been flying tourist missions to ISS. That's Axiom. Axiom is a space station company. It's going to build its own space station attached to ISS and then later flying freely. But before then, it's been doing tourist flights to ISS to learn how to work with tourists and crews in space as well as on a station. The ISS has a limited number of ports, so there's a limited number of opportunities to do this kind of thing. But now a second space station company, VAST, which is building its own private space station, and it's the only one in the U.S. doing so without any NASA dollars, it has announced it wants to do these flights to ISS as well. And that's going to pose an interesting problem for NASA, because now it's got two different companies that are going to be bidding for the very limited number of docking opportunities to ISS. NASA is not supposed to play favorites here. And it's not really supposed to be doing bidding wars on such things, but it's going to have to coordinate so that if the second company has a viable mission, they got to give them an opportunity to do it. And since both companies are going to be relying on SpaceX's rocket and capsules to do this, both companies are going to be able to do it. And so it's just a matter now of letting both have the opportunity. It's very good. VAST wants to do it because they want to get experience on doing this kind of thing for their own space station job.
New Glenn. I forget, Bob. Is New Glenn the big rocket or is it? No, New Shepard was the tourist rocket, right?
The New Shepard was the suborbital tourist thing. New Glenn is Blue Origin's proposed orbital rocket. It would be almost as powerful as a Falcon Heavy. It's been under development now for almost a decade. It's about 4 years behind schedule. We are getting close. Apparently, the change in management at Blue Origin has forced some major changes, and action is finally taking place at that company. Blue Origin has put the first full-sized, two-staged engineering test vehicle on the launch pad at Kennedy. And this test vehicle is being used to test launch countdowns and so forth to get them ready for what they hope to do, their first launch later in the year. This is not an actual rocket, but they want to test the countdowns, how to fuel it, how to use the launch pad, how their launch crews will work. And so it's there, and it's doing tests right now, John.
It's not good that I forgot what it was, Bob.
No, it isn't. But that's not your fault. That's their fault.
Ariana 6, finally, 25 years later, Ariana 6 is in Guyana. What's going to happen?
This is a similar story to New Glenn. Ariana 6 is Europe's new rocket, and it's also 4 years behind schedule. But the first Ariana 6 has now arrived in its specially designed ship at the dock in French Guiana for its proposed launch in July. And so it's getting close as well, John.
Presuming no labor action. Okay, fine. China's Long March 5 and Elon Musk, is that right?
Well, both SpaceX and China launched today. China's launch is more interesting. They launched the Long March 5 with a classified payload. This is China's most powerful rocket. It also is the rocket with the core stage that's big enough to hit the ground when it deorbits. And up until now, we do not know if they have the ability to restart its engine and bring it down under controlled manner. So we could have something falling on our head soon, John.
Bob Zimmerman, happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. For your subscriptions and donations, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,